it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to a dark day of Zero Ducks, not quite daily. A day that I don't think any of us wanted to contemplate. A day when England's men answered their critics with a resounding yes. You were right all along. We really aren't very good. What the hell just happened? I am joined, I'm delighted to say, by Stephen Finn in the back of the TMS team bus. You saw all of it. I just watched most of it in the lee of the Himalayas, which was really beautiful. But what I witnessed unfolding on the pitch was not so much. What happened, Finny?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. They won the toss and bowled first in 40 degree heat and 100% humidity. And then got an early wicket. And then it was a litany of injuries and cramps and exhaustion, I think, that let South Africa lay a platform and then pass him like he has done so many times in the last 12 months, just exploded into life and made England pay. It was quite a chastening experience for England in those final 10 overs, 143 runs coming from them. And as soon as they started getting flogged around, it felt quite ominous. And that 399 was a humongous score.
It was strange watching it because it felt like a weird decision. And then you thought, well, I'm not there, so I don't know the conditions of it, and I can't how hot it is. But then, as England sort of actually had a passage where they took some wickets and they had South Africa five down, Jansen came in, and there was that slow period while he and Klassen had to regroup. You thought, from watching it from a distance, that another wicket breaks and game open, 320 on a pitch like that with a small ground, and England are right in the game. And that last 10 overs, everything fell apart. You put that down, do you, to a sort of, like, because you were there, to it just being, they were broken by that point, physically.
Yeah, they were. I think they had an opportunity then to get themselves back into the game. I didn't mind the pretense of them winning the toss and bowling first and trying to take early wickets and put that middle order under pressure. They took one early wicket, they got rid of the toss on review. But then, the Africans were allowed to build partnerships and lay that platform. And the heat really sat the England bowlers and fielders until the speed didn't come into the pitch for the first 25 minutes because he had an upset stomach and was on the toilet. And he looked exhausted by the end of the day, as did pretty much all of the England bowlers. They were fit lads. It's not a question of fitness. But when guys like that are cramping and struggling to get to the crease, it makes executing your skills that much harder. And there was no leeway because the way Barton was playing.
Yeah, it looked absolutely unbearably grim from a distance. But of course, they've lost by 229 runs. It's as bad as it could possibly get. It's the biggest ever ODI loss. And arguably, one of their better teams. So people are bound to ask lots of very tedious questions like, are they old? Are they past it? Do they play too much golf? Do they make too many changes? There's going to be all of those things. the raw facts are that they probably need to win the last five games because their net run rate is so poor that they basically are down a point. They're incidentally only off bottom spot by one run, that last single, which I thought still looked like a six. The brilliant stop on the boundary. It still didn't feel quite like it should have been one, but it was given as one. It was enough to get them off the bottom of the table. The question I want you to answer, Pinny, if you can, is there a way back? Can they possibly recover from what is an epoch-making loss? It's coming straight off the back of Afghanistan as well.
Well, no, I wouldn't have thought so. I think the manner of the losses is more concerning. I think had they lost three of these games in close fashion, then there'd be half a chance that they could have come back and had confidence that they were hanging in there in games. I think the most obvious point was that they completely changed their method coming into this game. They've been relying on their strength and depth of batting and allowing the lower order batters who could bat were sort of had a comfort blanket for those top order guys to go out and play in the aggressive manner that they have so many times. But they sort of tore that up and threw it out the window today. David Willey, who's a capable batter, but it's not like having Moeen Ali or Liam Livingstone coming in at number seven. David Willey would usually bat at nine in this ODI team, which I think shows the strength of it when they do play like that. But they had Willey at seven today in order to accommodate and make sure that they had enough bowling options.
Yeah, I mean, look at the way the batting went. It wasn't really going to make a great deal of difference. I'd take your point totally about the change of makeup of the team, but once you lose those early wickets, you're up against it. Even if you're chasing 330, 340, if you're chasing 400, you're utterly screwed. Now, they were weird wickets, weren't they? I mean, was Root's one a little bit more culpable than it seems? I mean, if you're caught at leg slip and the leg slip's just gone in there.
No, it's just the ball down the leg side that you look to work into the onside. There's nothing you can do about that. It's just unlucky that the fielder he's picked out.
So Milan's unlucky as well because he's got a little tickle that's going down the leg side. And then is Bairstow unlucky? Or was that shot? He just kept on aiming that shot. There's a set of field for it, a set of track for it. Yes, he gets it over sometimes, but he's going to play it every time. And it sort of felt a little bit limp. But is everything unlucky at the top of that order? Or is it actually...
You have to try and get off to an absolute flyer, don't you? So you have to come flying out the blocks and it looked a bit frenetic, but they're chasing 400. So you're not going to be able to set a platform and explode like South Africa did, because that's just not how chasing works. You have to try and get ahead of the rate and put the opposition bowlers under pressure. And that's what Bairstow was trying to do. There are other ways to go about it. You can try and hold your shape and hit strong shots through the offside, but he would have felt as though that was his best opportunity of hitting sixes.
Okay, so, I mean, we're basically giving up on the chances of England qualifying for the semi-final. So they've got to play another five games. You get to wander around watching them do that. Well, I'm wandering around watching New Zealand. Assuming that England's now out of the picture, how do you see this World Cup panning out? Don't mention India, because obviously we see them panning out heavily. But where's the rest of this competition going?
Well, I think tomorrow is a huge game between New Zealand and India. It'll be a test to see where New Zealand are at as a team, because they've sort of slipped under the radar without some of their major players in this World Cup so far. You sort of want to see how they fare against some stronger opposition, because they've faced three of the weaker teams so far, not including England. I think South Africa look very, very good. They look as though they've got a solid method with which they play the game. I think seeing them chase with only six batters in their lineup would be an interesting thing to watch happen. And then, you know, I was hoping more from Pakistan, but I think the political and other pressures on them has led to them being in the position they find themselves in. And unfortunately for us as England fans, Australia look as though they stumbled upon a method that could serve them well with a strong bowling attack, but always take with it. So, yeah, the moment it looks as though the semi-finalists will be South Africa, New Zealand, India and Australia, and who knows what will happen from there.
It's all very cheery stuff, isn't it? Lovely. Anyway, it's great fun being here, and I've got a bottle of Jameson's in front of me and some Diet Coke. I've got Hartley and Henry lying on the bed in front of a telly.
Not like lying on a bed like that.
No, they're just lying on the bed that's next to me, because we're in a hotel room, so there's a limited amount of space watching telly. And we're waiting to see with Belle and I, are we? I don't know. Or the day-to-day. Anything to make today feel better, because today has made us all feel sad. Thanks, Vinny. Enjoy the evening.
Cheers.
Darling.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.